So just like you have for every other practice, really taking the time to get whatever you need. Be warm, but not too warm. Comfortable. Supported. Ready to practice. So settling into your chosen posture, closing your eyes or softening your gaze. And starting to sense into what you're feeling right here, right now, in this moment. Notice whatever's arising in your field of awareness. Greeting whatever's there with a friendly, warm, tender, internal voice. Noticing the rhythm of your natural breath. And sensing into the ease of each breath as it comes and goes. Noticing the quality of each breath. I'm going to invite you to begin the practice of gratitude. Just by sensing into whatever feelings arise when you consider how year after year you've cared for your own life. I invite you to acknowledge all that he has supported you in this care thus far. Sensing into any feelings of gratitude for the people, the animals, the creatures, and anything else that you're grateful for and that supported you in your life and enabled you to care for yourself so far. So perhaps it's the sky, the elements, the stars, the sunshine, just see what comes up in your mind, what you're grateful for. If you're getting caught up in stories or memories, just know that everyone's minds get caught up in stories and wander off. Just be kind to yourself and bring your attention back to the practice of gratitude. Really sensing in to where you feel this in your body. Taking time, allowing space to reflect on and feel gratitude. Sensing into any feelings of gratitude for the elders that have come before you, that have created what's here in our lives now. Sensing in to any gratitude for feelings of safety, of well-being, any safety and well-being that you've received through your life. Your own measure of health, your community, the teachings that you've been given. Just sensing in, noticing what's there, where you feel it in your body, your heart and your mind. Now shifting your attention to bring to mind a time when you've experienced joy. Maybe it was joy for yourself, but it could be sympathetic joy, a natural joy for another who it's easy to rejoice for. So allow yourself to settle on whatever experience comes to mind. And if it helps you, like you have in earlier practices, to place your hands on a part of your body that enables you to connect with that sense of joy. To connect with that, with a compassion for whatever feelings are arising in you. Just remembering that alongside feelings of joy can come other feelings of feeling vulnerable. And that's all part of being human too. So see if you can allow this joy to become a deeper experience. Notice if your heart trembles with joy. Or perhaps you can just get a sense of what that feels like. Really noticing where you feel it in the body. See if you can grow that experience at all by recalling what was there, what was said, what did your face look like when you were experiencing joy, or what did the face of the other person look like? Sometimes bringing a half smile, authentic, soft smile to the lips can help you engage with those feelings even more. There's no right or wrong. Just notice whatever your experience is. Bringing an attitude of kindness and tender-heartedness to whatever's there. And if it feels right for you, just taking your hands, noticing how it feels to drop it gently down your lap. And if you want to keep it, keep connected, then that's absolutely fine. Just taking a moment to consider all the ways that you're going to cultivate joy, all the opportunities in your life moving forward. Perhaps you can think of one or two, or they may be flooding in. Just notice. Notice if you can do this with ease. Are there already moments in your life that you experience joy? Can you set the intention to really notice, to stop, to pause, to sense in? Going to read you a short quote. From Mary Oliver. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give in to it. There are plenty of lives and whole towns destroyed or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind, and much can never be redeemed. Still, life has possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back, that sometimes something better than all the riches or powers in the world. It could be anything, but very likely you noticed it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb. Don't hesitate. So just noticing how that lands with you. And shifting your attention to mindful breathing. Noticing how the body's breathing in this moment. Noticing the quality of the breath. Feeling into any pleasant sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath. Just resting your attention on the breath as it is, no need to change it. With the next exhalation, just dropping your chin down gently towards your chest. Starting to have a gentle shuffle around, moving your feet, having a stretch, blinking open your eyes.